College is expensive, but currently, tuition is not the main driver of the cost. New research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond found annual increases in tuition have been shrinking, but the price of housing is going up. The cost of living on campus has ballooned in the past decade, and students who live off campus face a tight and expensive rental market. Now, some colleges, like the University of Vermont, are taking steps to address housing costs, including building new apartment buildings. In collaboration with the Hechinger Report, Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more.
When Alexis Robertson got into graduate school at the University of Vermont, she was shocked by the scarcity of apartments in Burlington. She says the only apartment she found cost $1,700 a month.
Now from LA, like I was paying like a pretty good price for like a city. So it was kind of a shock. And I almost deferred for a year just because like the cost was a lot.
Robertson, who's about to start her third year of grad school, ultimately decided to pay that high rent. Then she learned that this summer she had a new option, an apartment building in South Burlington that UVM helped build.
Excited to move in?
I am. We're on the second floor in 212.
Fantastic.
212.
On a recent morning in late July, Robertson met with movers on the street outside her new place, the Catamount Run Apartments. The university partnered with a development firm on this project, which will eventually create 324 units for UVM graduate and medical school students, faculty, and staff.
Right, yeah.
Awesome. Great.
All right. Thank you.
We'll get some stuff. We'll meet you up there. We'll get loaded in.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
The decision to move here was easy for Robertson because her rent will go down to about $1,200.
So I was like, it's cheaper than what I'm paying, even though like the other grad students were like, it's so expensive. I'm like, this is like saving $500.
Saving money isn't the only reason that students wanted to move into these new apartments. John Ball says he'll be paying a little more to live here, but he says it's worth it. For his first year of grad school, he lived in a studio apartment in a basement.
Now there's a lot of other students moving in here, so I'm assuming I'll be able to meet more people here. I think this is a great idea. And apartments are really nice.
The 62-unit building that Ball and Robertson were moving into is the first of several apartment complexes in the Catamount Run project. The whole development is set to be finished next summer. College officials are hopeful that the added housing will entice grad students to come to UVM and ease some of the general housing crunch around Burlington, where the rental vacancy rate has hovered at or below 1% for the past few years. But adding more units won't completely fix the university's housing problem.
The challenge here is that affordability is still an issue, even though the university has invested in the housing.
Richard Kate is UVM's vice president for finance and administration. A two-bedroom apartment at Catamount Run rents for a little more than $2,500 a month, slightly higher than Burlington's median rent. Kate says the cost of construction and labor doesn't allow the university to offer grad students much of a break on rent.
There isn't a way to really subsidize the cost without increasing tuition. So then we're left with basically building market rate housing, but at least there are units available.
UVM isn't the only college looking for ways to address housing shortages and affordability for students. Mary De Niro is executive director of the Association of College and University Housing Officers International. She says some universities, like UVM, are partnering with private developers to build housing. Other colleges, like the University of Texas at Austin, are offering scholarships to help students pay for on-campus housing.
And the solutions, they're all good, but they're not all good for every university. So universities are really taking this moment, and they have been for a while, to think through what is best, not only for today, but as we move into the future.
UVM's recent housing project helps some of its 1,400 or so graduate and medical school students, but it doesn't help the thousands of undergraduates living off campus, who, some argue, drive up rents in the city. Burlington officials and residents for years have called on UVM to build more undergrad housing. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth, speaking at a candidate forum in Burlington last month, said UVM has resisted calls to cap enrollment and build more housing.
Them refusing on both is where the problem lies. They want to keep raising the number of students they bring in to keep the revenue flowing, but then they don't want to commit to housing those people.
UVM recently scrapped plans for a 540-bed housing project for undergrads because the university said it cost too much. But Kate, with UVM, insists that the university wants to build additional housing for undergraduate students.
Right at the moment, exactly where the best place to put it is yet to be determined.
Kate says UVM is looking at other possible sites, but the city would need to make some zoning changes. And Kate says the project would need to fit UVM's budget. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
This story was co-reported with John Marcus of the Hechinger Report. You can read his story at vermontpublic.org or hechingerreport.org.